Yeah,
Hello. Hey,
yeah,
Travis speak
hi.
with Rafael.
Yeah, who's this?
Okay, Rafael, this is Mike with Huff and Mazer.
Hey,
Is
Mike, how
that
is it going?
well? Not too bad. Been quite a few days, and we prepared this scope of work document for you the other night, and since we have sent that over, I haven't heard much back from Clive about you, so I thought I'd give you a call today and see how everything's coming along.
Okay. Yeah, so I told Clive that I've been, working on a few files for my work. So I was busy, and then also I'm still working on some changes on the requirements document. So before, and I know you told me we can do it together, but before I go there, I want to make sure I have everything documented the way I want it documented.
Right.
So yeah. So that's where I am
So.
right now. I told Clive whenever I'm finished with that, and I'm like at 90%, then I'll think about, next steps again. So that's where I am right now.
Right. So more like priorities have changed right now, and something else is at your work has taken priority over this at this time, right?
Well, yeah, like I said at the beginning, this is like a side project. I have a full-time job, of course, and we're just going through year-end planning, so there were, a lot of file drills. But the good thing is that, it allowed me to think about a few things as I was, not just meeting with you guys, but then also as I was thinking about the scope of the app. So I have, a very nice document where, it lays out all the requirements and then some design concepts with it. So I'm like at 90%.
Is
Yeah. So
that the
when
same
everything is,
wireframes we looked at together?
no, this, the wireframe was like a concept design. I used it as a base, but what I have, what I want to furnish for whoever I decide to work with, is a complete requirements document. So you have the requirements in terms of what are the features for each one of the screens and the needs, et cetera. And then on the side, you might have something similar what you've seen before.
Right.
Just because I've noticed there is some minute detail that perhaps I haven't called out that needs to be addressed. If I engage with you guys, that's,
Right.
it's a big chunk of money, to be honest. And I need
Yeah,
to
I
make sure
understand.
everything is order before we go through that,
Right, I mean at your pace, but it's just that all of these things they come step by step. So you don't need we don't need every minute detail when we are starting out. The high level scope of work has to be decided, right? And that, like I mentioned to you, since we're in the pre-onboarding discovery phase right now, the sole purpose is to be able to ascertain a cost and a timeline that we can work with together. Now, of course, once we onboard you, and we have our team with you as well, you're still thinking over the project too. We understand that things may change, and you might need to do something one way or the other. So we're open to all of that. And why I wanted my team to be on board with you is that because we want to give our input and feedback as well.
Yeah, no, I get it. Mike, what you can do to me, because what you've seen here is just the front end, right? And as I've
Yeah.
thought about it more, there's much more needed in the back end. And back end, I mean, we talk about the tracker, which seems to be simple, but what would be great is if you go back to your requirements document, because most of what I believe you guys will tell me is mainly front end. I
Right.
would love to learn more about what is your plan for back end. So back end, what I mean is what kind of database are you guys planning to use? How should the database be, configured? Should the architecture be? I think I'm more interested into that because the front end is something I can, figure out, of course, with, let's say, your help. But what I don't have the knowledge, and which is very novice, I would say, is more like the back end, the data, the whatever is required, because I'm sure there's going to be some APIs that is part of that. So why don't you use that, what I've just given you, and maybe think about how that would change the scope, because I think that's the meat, that's the big brain of the of any app, I would think. So I'm interested to hear more about that, actually.
Well, see, yeah, there you go. Now, that's one good example of something that should not be decided. You know, there's, as long as you know that this is your scope of work, which is the features that we've already listed down in the document for you, looking at your wireframes. Now, if that's fixed and that's something that you need more or less, then, you know, whether what the architecture is going to be or what the database is going to be or whether which framework, most importantly, you should go for, all of that comes after we have onboarded you. So we don't lock you down with one framework or one architecture or one database. We keep that deliberately open so that, you know, once we've finalized the post-onboarding plan, which is, you know, where we finalize the minute details, that's when we can let you know whether is it going to be MongoDB, for example, or is it going to be MariaDB, or is it going to be PostgreSQL, for example, for databases that you should go for. Finalizing that right now, I mean, I can give you a few options. I can put out a few names for each of these, but that would not make any sense because we should not set anything in stone as far as the framework is concerned right now, unless we've moved to that point where we have the designs coming along and we have the developers on board who can tell us whether for, you know, given the given features and what he's looking at, what he would suggest in terms of technology and tech stack. So tech stack is what you're looking for essentially right now, right?
Yeah, essentially. Because, you know, I would think that, you know, if you put together a scoping requirement document, wouldn't that be somewhat part of it?
No, not really. Scope means, you know, what the application is going to cover in terms of features, right? The tech stack, how you want to accomplish this, is totally up to, you know, you and us. So we, you know, after we onboard you and after we finalize the features, that's when we decide whether, you know, we should go for Flutter or we should go for React Native, for example, or whether we should go for cross-platform development or whether it should be native development. However, that's not going to change A, the price, and B, the timeline, and C, the features that we have decided to go with, right? So as long as we can set those in stone first, it's a baby step process. You have to set in stone first the scope, then the timeline, and then the cost. And then once that's done and we onboard you, that's when we can go ahead and, you know, once we have the designs skinned out, that's when we can take it back to our developers. We can have a Zoom meeting, developers, designers, you, me, and Clive, and we can talk about the framework we would recommend. And then we give you options as well, and we give you educated options based upon what you're trying to accomplish in terms of the scope and the minute details of the project. So I think it would be a little too early to point at one database or one platform or one framework that you should go for, and because we would definitely have to reconsider that when we have the minute details finalized.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, anyway, like I told Clive, I'll get back to him. Let's connect after Thanksgiving, because we have sort of year in planning, and then I have my document done. And then once I have my document done, that's then my way of essentially I feel comfortable handing it over and proceeding if that's, if depending on, of course, we have to look at the cost and everything. But like I mentioned with Clive, give me after Thanksgiving, and then I have everything done on my end, and then, my file drills are also done with the company because, like I said, this is a side project. I'm not doing this. I'm doing this full time on the side. But, when you have a full time job and then you have year end planning, sometimes you, tend to procrastinate on some of your projects. Perhaps you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely understandable. You work at Autodesk, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah, I understand. I mean, you have a full time job and, you're trying to juggle with a few things together, and take your time, and if you say after Thanksgiving, then I'll contact you after Thanksgiving, and hopefully when we get together and we join forces, that way we can take over quite a bit of your part of legwork, and that way you can still make progress and be available at your full-time job as well.
Yeah, no,
All right.
I appreciate it. And again, me completing this document, just when I engaged with you guys, that was a very early, right, in my process. And then as I went through it, I figured out that I need to, and that's what we do at corporate, any tech company, you need to have detailed requirements. But the good thing is, like you mentioned, you would help with that. But I want to make sure that the main concept from what I have envisioned is documented, and then we can build up on that based on, what can work, what doesn't, or maybe there would be a different option. But I just want to make sure it's clear for myself that I don't give you anything that could be ambiguous in any way. You get what I mean?
Oh, of course, yes. That's the first priority. We want to make sure it's your first-hand vision that we understand, and then only can we, contribute and build on top of your first-hand idea, right? So I understand that's still coming to shape, and it may, before you set that in stone, you want to take some time, you want to sleep over a couple of things, and that sounds perfectly understandable. It's just that, I think we made a mistake last time, myself and Clive, and we gave you a ballpark last time, if you would recall, and the only problem with that is that, since we didn't realize it was very early for you, and we gave you a number. Now it's when the year ends and we enter the new year, we usually, that's when we change our pricing, and that's a managerial decision. I mean, that's a decision from the company's CEO and everyone. So I personally don't have much say in that. So I just want to make sure that we can still work within the pricing, the quotation that I gave you. And then, but I think we still have some time. We have about 50 days before the year ends. So we can still utilize that time, and we can still try and work together within the same pricing as well. But otherwise, I totally understand that you want to, spend some time thinking over it before you have us, join you and, bring in our expertise to your idea.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Perfect. Then I'll let you go, Rafael. I'll talk to you after Thanksgiving then.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye.
All right,
bye.
Sir.